Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Letter Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. Well, that was very interesting. I just almost finished the video when I was attacked in my voice, which has never really happened, where I couldn't breathe and I my throat was closing up on me. And I had to completely abandon the video, and now I'm starting it all over. That makes me think that when I get attacks, that I'm on the right track and that the enemy is not happy with it. So I'm going to be revealing some things that I feel like the Lord has shown me, and I have a message that I received that I would like to share with you that I received on March 27th, 2023. I got this while praying, and it is a confirmation. The message is a confirmation for what I have been feeling in my spirit the last couple of weeks about what is going on in the world. There have been so many changes. There have been so many things that have been happening. Definitely, this is like, the Lord talks about this. It's like birth pangs, or it's like waves from a sea coming and trying to knock us down one after the other. And what I have felt, and this is my opinion, is that things are being set up for the Antichrist to come. That's what I believe. I believe, again, my personal opinion, that the Antichrist is already here. I believe he is hidden, and I believe he is right now pulling a lot of strings. And he's a puppet master, and but he hasn't been revealed yet. And what I believe is that things are going to get worse and worse. So people are desperate, and they will do anything just to have things go back to the way they wanted them, especially as we see more and more food shortages, as we see devaluation of the dollar and hyperinflation. A lot of people are going to be desperate, and I believe this is when the Antichrist is going to be revealed, and he is going to come and say, I have the answers, and he starts bringing relief to people, and they start following him, if not worshiping him. Now, I could be wrong. This, again, is my opinion of how I think things are going to be played out. But Scripture does back it up a little bit. It says in Daniel 9:27, it talks about the covenant. It says, then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week, but in the middle of the week he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering, and on the wing of abomination shall be one who makes desolate, even until the consummation, which is determined, is poured out on the desolate. Now that's a really heavy, heavy verse, and we're not going to unpack it right now, but the part that's important is he confirms the covenant. Now that, I believe, is going to be a peace covenant. Somehow there's going to be a peace covenant, whether it's with Israel, that's my first thought, but there's going to be a peace covenant, I believe, that's going to come, and it's going to at first bring a lot of relief to people, but in the middle of the week, which is the 7 years that this covenant is about, things take a turn for the worse. Things take a turn for the worse. So, and what happens is, you can just put some of these scriptures together. 1 Thessalonians 5:2-3, the first part of this 1 week, which is the 7 years, and you will have to go, and if you don't understand that, do your research on it. Go look at that scripture, and there's a lot of commentaries of people's different opinions about it. But it does, I really believe it represents 7 years. But in Thessalonians 5:2-3, it says, for when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. Now, the interesting thing is this is talking about the last days, because the verse before it says, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. So this peace and safety is about the end times. So I think that's what people are going to be looking for. We have so many wars that are breaking out all over the world right now. We have civil war. We're on the brink of World War III. But what happens? Peace and safety comes. But when it comes, it's a trap. It's a trap, and many people will fall into that trap, and they will not escape. So this kind of confirms a little bit of what I have been thinking. The last scripture I want to read to you before I read the message is 2 Thessalonians 2, 3 through 4. It says, "Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first," and that falling away is the great apostasy, which I believe we're seeing now, "and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, this is the Antichrist, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. So he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." So there's a lot in that verse as well, but the point that I want to make here is that this is when the Antichrist is revealed, and he is called the son of perdition. And I looked up what that meant in the Strong's Concordance, in the Greek Strong Concordance, and if you hold just a minute, I will try to get it. My computer just fell asleep. All right. Okay, almost there. All right. All right, so perdition, the son of perdition, son is, means son, but perdition means destruction, waste, damnable, and also means to perish, and it means utter destruction and ruin. So that's what the son of perdition is, brothers and sisters. He is trying to imitate the Lord. You know, Jesus is the son of God. Antichrist, who is he? He's the son of perdition. And who's the perdition? That's Satan. So he's going to bring utter destruction because he does whatever his father's will is. That's what it comes down to. All right, so I hope you understand what I'm saying. Like I said, a lot of this, I want to hang on to what Scripture says, not necessarily my personal opinion, but I do believe that we are beginning to see the stage set for the Antichrist to now come on the scene. It might not look like what we think. We know we all have preconceived ideas. Many of us have seen movies or we've read books about it. I don't know how it's going to look, brothers and sisters, but I'll tell you one thing. It's going to be very, very deceiving, and people are going to be very, very desperate, and they are going to follow this man. That's what's coming, and they're going to do it blindly. And so we need to be praying for this time, and that many of we don't want to be deceived. We want to know the truth at all times, even if we are suffering. We don't want to look to man for our answers. We don't want to look to man to take care of us. We want to look to Jesus. And it'll be a very big mistake if we start following someone who is not the Lord Jesus. He is our leader. He is our master. And so please heed these words when the day comes and you see that something great is happening and there's a great person and you love him and you think he's a Christian and all these things, beware, beware. Only Jesus is our Savior. Only Jesus will rescue us. And if you follow someone else, you will be deceived. You will fall into a trap, and you will go into utter destruction, just like the son of perdition. All right, so enough of all that. Let me go ahead and read this message to you. As things go from bad to worse, I ask my people to keep their focus on me only, and they will get through all that is thrown at them. Remember, faith as small as a mustard seed will be an important seed for survival. Without faith, it is impossible to please God Almighty or to move forward with the life that He has for you. Faith is unseen, but it is things that we hope for. Seek the good, seek the pure, seek the lovely. Seek the straight and narrow path. Stay on the path of righteousness, for it leads to your eternal home with me. As the nations rage out of control, all is being set up for the man of perdition, the Antichrist, to come. At first, he will bring order, but later, chaos. Many will be deceived, include many of my people. Pray that your eyes will remain open so you can see and discern clearly. Do not fall for the Antichrist's trap, that all is well and good, and that you need to follow his orders. This is a trap of grave proportion. Remember, if you follow another, you will have left the fold of my pasture and will then find destruction. It is of paramount importance that you seek me now with all of your heart so you can hear my direction for you. It will be different for every one. I have a plan for my own, which I will show you. Do not venture out on your own. Even if it seems like a good idea or a good plan, seek confirmation and signs from me first. All things will work out for those who love the Lord and walk according to his will. Though many are now in the fires of affliction and testing, I am still there with you. I have not forsaken you, but stand with you during these difficult times. I ask that you would endure and wait patiently, for your breakthroughs will come. My plans are not your plans. My ways are higher and will accomplish in you what needs to be done until my arrival. Do not despair or fret, for I am in control of your destiny, for you are mine. I love you with an everlasting love, Jesus, the Savior of the world. And that was the end of this message, brothers and sisters. So I want to mention before I end this video about the last part, that many people are in the fires of afflictions and testing. The Lord gave me confirmation of that word this morning when he led me to Romans 12, where it says, "My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines the ones he loves, and he chastens everyone he accepts as his son. Endure hardship as discipline, because God is treating you as his children. For what children are not disciplined by their father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are not legitimate, not true sons or daughters at all. Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of spirits and live? They disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, in order that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Therefore, strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees. Make level paths for your feet, so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed." And the last one I want to read to you is 1 Peter 4-12. "Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though something strange was happening to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy."